This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Iowa agriculture has a responsibility to be a partner in protecting and improving water quality, not just for the benefit of rural communities and our land, but also for our urban neighbors. That partnership was thrust back into the spotlight earlier this summer when the Des Moines Water Works issued water use restrictions due to elevated nitrate levels and capacity concerns at its treatment facility. The situation serves as a reminder as that what happens upstream impacts everyone downstream, and efforts to safeguard Iowa's water must be shared, transparent, and ongoing. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg coming up next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagg says our state's nutrient reduction strategy was designed to address nutrient loss from all sources, urban and rural alike. He emphasizes the need for honest, collaborative efforts rather than finger-pointing, especially as urban areas like the Des Moines Metro continue to grow and place higher demands on water infrastructure. At the same time, Nagg encourages farmers to take advantage of conservation opportunities like cover crops and reminds them that their cost-share dollars are still available.
You know, this goes back to the core of, why do we have a nutrient reduction strategy to begin with? Well, it is to address nutrient loss in every way in the state of Iowa. So that means industrial and point sources and non-point sources as well. And so it said urban and rural need to be working together, that we don't want to end up in a situation where we just point fingers at each other and say, it's your fault. And so what we need to continue to have here is an honest discussion about what's happening. The questions would be, Central Iowa Water Works needs to continue to improve their infrastructure to be able to serve the growing water demand of a very growing, thriving capital city region. It is the fastest growing metro in the Midwest, and they need to be accommodating for that. But of course, it's not all on them. We're also saying that farmers and folks upstream and communities upstream, through their stormwater management and through management of nutrients in the cropland, we need to do a better job of reducing nutrient loss. And so this is exactly the time where we want folks to be thinking about, especially around cover crops, if you're going to expand your acres, are you going to try it for the first time? Get your seed ordered, get a plan together for how that's going to happen. We're offering some cost share. So we would encourage folks to get into your county conservation office, sign up for cost share. We offer $30 per acre cost share on cover crops for a first-time user. And believe it or not, Dustin, we still have 1,000 new cover crop users every year. You think, well, at some point we're going to run out of folks that are interested. And what we see is a continued growth, a continued increase of folks that are using them and wanting to try them. And that's why we offer that differential, $20 per acre for a repeat user. Please get in and get signed up and be thinking about what conservation action will you be taking this fall. After the crop is out, it's a golden opportunity to do some work on terraces, waterways, buffer strips, certainly cover crops.
The recent water restrictions in Des Moines serve as a wake-up call that Iowa's water quality challenges required shared responsibility and proactive solutions. Agriculture must continue stepping up through conservation practices while also maintaining a transparent partnership with urban stakeholders. With both sides working together, Iowa can make meaningful progress towards cleaner water for all. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.